Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Friday, the 9th of October. Morning all. Hope you're well. Right, obviously there's no Friday football write-up because we haven't got any league football until next weekend. Good to see the Scots go through last night. I'm not a bitter individual. And a shame to see Ireland go out. Both of them went to penalties. I think Doherty, the new Spurs signing, missed for Ireland, didn't he? But I didn't watch the Scotland game, but I turned the penalty shootout on. Took five good penalties. They're two teams. They're not going to win the Euros. I think anybody in their sane mind would agree with that. But I just think they're great nations to have at the big events. The atmosphere that they bring to the games, both Scotland and Ireland, I think they are huge misses when they're not in the big championships. So hopefully they go to Serbia and get to the finals. I know John Woods was on Twitter, said his heart was in his mouth. I'm sure a lot of Scots were. So good luck with that. But took five good penalties, to be fair. I don't think any player who stepped up had taken a penalty for Scotland. So it would have been quite nerve-wracking. Obviously, maybe slightly different, not having any fans there to cheer you on or put you off. But, good stuff. England I don't talk about because of the old fraud. Just got some horses for today, obviously with no real football, so let me just dig those out. I did those earlier, he says. Just got to find them now. There we go. Okay, we have got in total... Oh no, don't tell me that. I've made a rick here, guys. I'm going to have to do these again. I didn't save it as the file. Right, so bear with me. Now I'm going to have to run this while I'm talking to you. Legendary. I need another VPS. Let's have that one there. Let's get the analysis sheet up. Yeah, this is good fun, isn't it? How did I not save that? Not got to kill a bit of time now. A bit of singing. What a cabbage, honestly. Right, where is it there? Okay, give me a few ticks and I'll have these for you. Okay, let's just put the filter on there. Just wait for my master analysis sheet to open up. Can't remember, it's not all these. I know that typically everything goes slow. Okay, so let's go. Right, I'm with you. Getting it live, bear with me. Absolutely, there I was thinking I was all ahead of the game and I didn't click save on the sheet. Too many Excel sheets open this morning. Okay, so at Chepstow we have got in the 245, born in Boris. Chepstow 245, born in Boris, currently 3.35. So you may want to do that. What's the place? Win only probably. That 1.38 in the place. So win only in the 525. Enrilo 4.2, Harry Cobden's mount, and in the 5.55, amateur 4.6. So bought Chepstow, born in Boris, Enrilo, and amateur 2.45, 5.25, 5.55, respectively. That is all we've got at Chepstow. Next up is Kempton, I believe. Yep, Kempton. Let me just set the right system up. Kempton. This is good. Clicking like a mad thing here now. It'll be good for my RSI. that is 2 at Kempton. It is in the 505. Let me just get it up on Betfair. Just check the prices. Kempton 505. As time goes by, Kieran Fallon's mount, as time goes by, currently 5.4, and in the 540, Luke Morris's mount, Thapper VC, 4.1. So again, win and place if you do those. I mean, whatever way you want to bet these, it really is up to you. And the final ones are at York. And they are the, hold on. Hang on a second. Of course, York's at the bottom of the list on my analysis sheet, being a Y. Okay, and that is there. This is good, isn't it? Live in the studio. Okay, York, we have got, let me just check that. York, there are 5 potentials in the 240. Again, these are at your own peril, don't have to do them all. In the 240, favourite moon, vying for favouritism, 5.2, Daniel Tudhope's mount. In the 310, Cottam Lane, which is the favourite, 2.86. So you may just want to do that one win only, Cottam Lane. In the 345, Copper Knight. 5.6, probably win and place that one. And in the 420, I've got 2. Echo Beach, which is 7.2, and Orgatrix, which is 3.4. So again, you may want to Dutch those. You may want to back Echo Peach and cover your stake on Orgatrix. But Orgatrix 3.4 and Echo Beach 7.2. Okay, that is it for the horses today. There's none at the other meeting, at Newmarket, I think it is. So it is just, let me double check that now. Start to doubt yourself, don't you? Let me just check, but I'm pretty certain there isn't anything at Newmarket. No, that's it. That is the lot. As I say, at your own peril, if you want to get involved with those at all, we've had a reasonable week, but it is horse racing and it can be a bit more volatile. And that's it. And I'll be back with you all. Sorry about the time that took. I did genuinely thought I'd save that sheet. I'll be back with you all tomorrow morning. Have a lovely Friday. Enjoy what you're doing, and I'll be back with you then.